What is good again to be amongst God's people? Every opportunity I get now in these latter days, I thank God that He allowed me to be amongst you. Rather be amongst God's people in the best saloon or jailhouse I know. We can't compare. God's people, and the joy it is to be around those that know Him and rejoice in Him. And so He has given me that privilege to do that. I'm learning to love it more and more. Thank Brother Jimmy for allowing me to come and stand before this congregation that God has given him responsibility of. And I don't want to make any mistake in this pulpit. I don't want to cause any shame on God nor this preacher. So you pray for me that that might not happen, because I'm flesh. And we'll get into that mold and we'll mess up. But if you'll pray, God, Holy Spirit, that we won't cause any shame for this church, Noah, my Savior. Amen. I thank God for him. Again, I wouldn't know how I would have gotten down here. I was going to try to make, we were trying to figure out how to do it. I tried to contact Brother Johnny Carter. He way over out down or somewhere. I'm out of the country. And Brother Herb was up to our meeting, and I thought, me and him got to talk, and he told me he was going down there this year. And I said, well, Brother Herb, we was going, I was going to meet up down with Johnny, and then skip on over. I said, now, I'm going to be your bird. I'm going to meet up out with you. Amen. He was blessed enough to give you that help over there. And now we're here, and we enjoy ourselves. And I got out here, and back with our brother again. Brother him. I just tell you, God's people are good.
Yes, sir.
I told him, Brother Sean, I might just move on down here with him. He's good to me. My wife. I tell you, you can't beat God's people. But today I want to talk about something that I was asking God what to preach on. I didn't know which way He would have it to go, and I want to be obedient to Him. So we'll talk about the sovereignty of God. I hit it pretty good this morning. I thought I'd just change around a little bit. I want to talk about the salvation of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Salvation is all of grace. I'm trying to get this understood in my own way. It's all of grace. If you got a Bible, I want to preach on that a little bit. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Salvation is all of grace. That has been taken away from me. Sometimes if you hear me while I'm saying it, we get to it. But I'm going to ask Brother Johnny if he'd do me a favor to pray for us. Oh, this is God's word. We're going to get there, Brother
Johnny. Great to this gospel meeting. The joy is ours. Being here now as our Brother John comes before us, trust you to continue to work with your spirit as you already have. Give liberty in the presence of mine. And he's asked me to pray you not to stumble and make a mistake or shame the pastor or you. So I pray you bring up out of him the old and the new. And for us, the same prayer. We'll be like those on the road to Emmaus. We can't understand unless you open our understanding. We're not ashamed, not embarrassed to ask you to grant repentance and delight to someone here this morning through the preached word. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Man's salvation is all of God, all of grace. I knew that. And I want to preach to us on this most glorious doctrine that's found in the Holy Word of God. Now that's a lot of grace. All the doctrines of God is grace. But when it got down to my heart, I picked this, if you don't mind, one of the most glorious doctrines found in the Word of God. Salvation by grace. The saving and the keeping of the souls of men and women from hell destruction. Hell destruction. If you know what I'm saying, I like to go through all that library on the hill, but it's an awful place. The redemption of man, it saves and keeps us from the bondage of sin. The power of indwelling sin.
Right.
Something we can't control. Something that has us held in its grips, dragging us off to that awful place called hell. Salvation by grace. Not only does it save us from the bondage of sin, but the power that it has over us, and it frees us from something that we could not free ourselves from.
Amen.
The due judgment of a holy God. I stood there, you stood there, upon the wrath of an almighty God. We couldn't get out from under that. No way.
No way. No.
Man's salvation is all of grace. God, we see in the Word of God, we see Him show His love and mercy and that great grace bestowed upon us so freely. It's all of grace. And it shows us this eternal truth that I want to pick out one verse to deal with this morning. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. We find this truth all through the Bible. But I want to use this one verse in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. The Bible says, "For by grace, are you saved? Through faith. And that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God."
Amen.
The first thing I want to look at, I wanted to see how that the Spirit of God used Paul when he pinned this here down for those Ephesian Christians in that church, and even to us.
Yes.
Was else born again. When he wrote this epistle to him, he was talking about this grace of God. He said to them, "Ye are saved." That's what he said.
Yeah.
You're saved.
Amen.
He didn't say maybe you will be saved. But he said, "Ye are saved." Now that is amazing in itself.
Yes.
When you think about who you are.
Okay.
And who God is. Yeah. But I don't want to talk about that portion of it. He said, "You are saved." Paul did not write to them and tell them that they are partly saved, like some people do. I heard some preacher say, you can keep on trying, you're almost there. But he did not say you're partly saved. Or he didn't say you was being saved. Have you heard that? I heard that. Why? You'd be surprised how many Baptist church preach that. They're trying to do good works, so even then they're trying to be saved.
Yeah.
Church, he said you are saved.
Amen.
Now, when you think about that, let us be clear on this truth. Either we are saved or we're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all it is. Or you're saved or you're not. Yeah. Which are you?
Mm.
Which are you? It's up to you and you have to think about that. But it's important to know. Because if you're trying to be saved, I want to say a few words to you this morning. Mm. If you're partly saved, I want to say a few words to you this morning. But if you are saved, I want to encourage you this morning. See, the devil, I don't know about you, sometimes you say you doubt your salvation. Have you ever doubted your salvation? I don't even really call it doubt. He messes with me, the devil in the flesh. Messes with me. But God don't want us to doubt this important salvation. That he's so really healed. So I'm going to try to help us this morning. And Paul tried to help these here people at this church. And by the Holy Ghost of God, to have our hearts assured like never before. Just sorry. We know we're saved, but just sorry though. Yeah. We won't be troubled much. That we may know and be so assured of our salvation that nothing shakes. Especially in these last days. Yeah. When that strong delusion is coming across the church.
That's right. It is.
So many things, so much religion, so much falsehood that people are grabbing hold to.
That's right.
I want us to understand what Paul was trying to get these folks to understand. Nothing should cause us to doubt. We can say, surely, the Lord is my strength and my song. That's what he said. He has become my salvation.
Amen.
That's what Exodus talks about.
Amen.
For by grace now are you saved, right? Let me get quickly to the first point. You see, our present salvation is all of grace. We know that. It's all of grace. For when we read our text again in Ephesians 2:8, it clearly says this here. Make no mistake, for by grace, that's God's unmerited favor. We know that, right?
Yes.
For by grace are you saved. God's goodness of his own sovereign free will.
Yes.
It is God's goodness that will save. There's no other way of having present salvation outside of grace. Right. Where are you going to get it at?
Yeah.
If God don't be good to you, if God don't have compassion, if God don't show mercy, then you have no salvation.
That's right.
Where are you going to get it from? It's out of the goodness and kindness of a sovereign God to grant anybody salvation.
Yes, amen.
Any man.
Anyway.
To grant them salvation is out of the goodness of God. And you don't have salvation. Again, I say accepted by grace. You see, it begins and ends with grace. Once you got it, you don't have to do anything to keep it. There's nothing for you to keep. There's nothing for you to try after. But think about this here, church. If it wasn't for grace, how can a man who is born in sin, sin himself, he came in a lion, hating God, from the top of his head to the bottom of his foot, the Bible said, he's rotten through and through. How can such a man who hate God and broke all of God's law ever gain salvation from a God who said the soul that sinned, it shall surely die? A God who cannot lie. How can that man now ever think that he can get salvation on his own? It's impossible. I don't know where they come up with it at. But they do.
Right.
The soul that sins, it shall surely die. That's from a God who cannot lie.
Right.
Not won't lie, but cannot lie.
Right.
How can a man gain or earn salvation on his own now? see, man has nothing to offer to God for the payment of his sins.
Yes.
What are you going to bring him?
Yes.
David said, you already got everything. What man can bring God an offering or a bribe? To someone who owns everything.
Right.
Even their very soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't gain salvation no other way outside of grace. They have no righteousness of their own to offer to God. All our righteousness, God declares, is as filthy rags.
Right.
The very best I can do was stink in the nostrils of God. Well, how I try to live and keep the law of God.
Yeah, that's right.
I miss one thing. I was born. If I didn't do nothing else, if I try to keep up, I miss one thing. I was born, son. And that, my dear friend, would cause me the judgment of God.
Yeah.
You have to really do it. But because I want, I just do things. But it was that birth. We sent an Adam, the Bible said.
Yes.
We died in Adam, the Bible said.
That's right.
How can a man now gain salvation on his own? Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. Job 14:4 said, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? We can't do nothing for ourselves now. We can't work it up or work it out. We're in a hopeless and pitiful plight right now. Man is.
Yeah.
Left to himself. He can't gain salvation. He can't earn it. Therefore, salvation must be of grace.
Yeah,
there's no other way.
No
other. Come to the word of God. So Ephesians 2:8, Paul said, for by grace are you saved. No other way of man's salvation is all of grace. Give up sin, church.
Yes.
Number two, I want you to see something. If our present salvation, if it be all of grace, and it is, we're told that it must be through faith. These things work together. To be all of grace, you have to believe. I'm going to have to have faith. That I don't have it.
That's right.
I'm still in hopeless condition. All it's going to have to be by faith.
Yeah.
If I'm going to have salvation, if I'm going to have grace. We're told in Ephesians that same verse, chapter 2, verse 8 says, for by grace are you saved, that's first boy, through faith. Huh? Isn't that what it says? Church, the only asset to God's saving grace is through faith.
Right.
You can't get it without believing.
Right.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That was about that. You see, church, there would be no saving grace given to lost man but through faith. There's no other way you can get it. Salvation by grace can only be had through faith. I'm saying this for a point. In another way, a man, if he try to attempt or try to gain the grace of God, such as keeping the law, that's gonna get it. Or by doing some sort of good works or joining some religion, then grace becomes no more grace then. Do away with it. So many they just say, but they're trying to do something for it. They made grace void. Even though they say, I got faith, they're still trying to work for it. Have you done been that way? Church, I'm going to tell you something. One of the greatest things I learned in my life is when I realized that I'm saved by grace through faith plus nothing.
Amen.
What a silly thing in my life. I had to wake up next morning, have a faulted and felt it all day, trying to do my best to please God when he said, in my son, I'm going to be.
Amen.
That was it.
Amen. That's good.
It was nothing I could do anyway. But I worried all the time. Oh, I didn't like my sin. We all hated it. Mm-hmm. But it always told me, fell in God. Oh, the nice thinking that something's wrong and I'm not right with God, when he had already made it right. Salvation by grace. Through faith. But what's interesting in this is, when it talks about this faith, if you try to add anything with grace, then you do away with faith. Look what it says in Romans real quickly. Romans chapter 4. You know the verse I just want to read. Verse 15. It said this here, Romans chapter 4, verse 15. Because the law worketh wrath, I just read that one of us. For they which are the law, be asked, faith is what? Made void. And the promise made of none effect. It won't work. Because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Oh, hallelujah. You get that after a while. Well, there's no law, there's no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To him of the promise might be sure to all of the seed, not to that only which is of law, but to them, to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Look at Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Look at verse 5. Even so, then at this present time also, there's a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it's no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be a works, then it's no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Salvation is of grace through faith. Keep that, them two down right there. Thirdly, our present salvation is not only by grace and through faith. We now have it that faith is not of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. It's not us. Amen. You see, church, we have this faith because it was given to us.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Have you thought about that? A sorry sinner as I am, a holy God gave me what I needed to have his grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have it. You didn't have it. There's no way we could earn it. It's all of a gracious work of God. Of a sovereign God. Mm-hmm. Doing as it pleases him. Mm-hmm. Hey. Salvation by grace through faith is not of ourselves. It's not in our own power that you and I are saved. Sometimes I think we take it for granted. That's why we don't thank him enough.
Yes, sir.
That's why we don't have this grateful heart toward God. Because we don't take it for granted. Mm-hmm. We think now we deserve it. We think now we earn it. We think now we...
Oh.
We don't sit on top of it. We just act like it too much. We act like it too much, what I'm trying to say, church. And that's one of the greatest sins that I could ever commit as a Christian. Take God for granted. And the things that he has given me is out here. Go about my day. One of the greatest sins that the church is committing against God. And they don't even know it. Taking this salvation that they could not earn, they could not gain no way, taking it for granted now. Even in our meetings. We know it, so we're so familiar with it.
Yeah.
We just show up. There's really no praise, no joy, no reverence. No great gratitude toward the God of glory. We just take it for granted. Church, this salvation by grace through faith is not ourselves. It's not in our power, we have realized that. It's the work of a sovereign God. Just as surely we know that creation is the work of God. Nobody had anything to do with providence. It's the work of God. Resurrection that he so talked about is the work of God. Just as sure those things are, salvation is the same way. It's the work of God.
Yes.
It's part of the process of bringing about our salvation. It's all of God and not of ourselves. Look at it again, Ephesians 2:8. Let's just read it again. I'm going to quit in Ephesians 2:8. Look what it says again. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Right, man. Yes.
It is the gift of God. From the first desire for salvation that you ever got came from God. You weren't looking for God. Matter of fact, you was cursing God if you, anybody brought up in their name, brought his name up. You was hating the very fact that he did exist if you even thought he did. You didn't want God. We loved our sin too much. We love darkness rather than light.
That's right.
We want to have nothing to do with this Holy One. And yet, on our way to a devil's hell. That first desire for salvation comes from God. To the full accepting of faith. Oh, God worked a right, a wrong. He worked a perfect way in our heart that we might come to him when we didn't even want to. Somebody said, you believe in an irresistible grace?
Amen.
Sure, I do. Once I got born again, quick, I couldn't resist. What fight that? What I'm going to do fight being made alive when I was dead? Sure, it was irresistible. How could I turn the clock back when a great God had done such a great work?
Praise, man.
I couldn't stop it if I wanted to. Who can say to him, nay? Who can stay his hand? It was irresistible. I had to come. But anyway, you see what I'm saying, church? Church, salvation is forever of the Lord and the Lord alone. John says salvation is of the Lord. We get it no way else. No other way. The sinner man, his belief is only one of the results of the implantation of the grace of God in his heart and his soul. It was put there by God himself. Look what Ephesians said again. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he had made us acceptable in the beloved. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you had he quickened, who was dead in trespasses and sin, when in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now working in the truth of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, how in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Church, the very desire to be saved came from God. Amen. Philippians 2:13 says it like this, but it's God which worketh in you. You didn't get there by yourself. To both to will. He even gave me the desire. He even gave me the ability to trust him. Well, I didn't have it. It was him working in me to do of his own good pleasure. I couldn't even help him out. Like so many think they're doing. So again, I must say salvation is by grace through faith. It's not yourself. Then I'm going to quit finally. Salvation by grace through faith is said to be the gift of God. Isn't that what it said? Amen. Salvation is a gift of God. Not of works, as any man should boast. I see so many proud, so-called Christians. I call them peacocks. And most of them is my dear brother preachers. They know so much. They're so holy. Listen to me. Salvation by grace through faith will humble you.
Yes.
It'll never make you proud. It'll never make you think you somebody. You did. Oh, my friend, so many of us walk around like we done earned all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And we show it off in the pulpit or in our communities. But people almost hate Christianity. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right.
But anyway, let me leave that alone.
Right.
It's through faith, it's not of self. Salvation is a gift of God, not a work. That's in the message. Oh, my dear friend, no man enters eternal life on earth or heaven as something to be earned on his own. Mark it down. You don't get there that way. No, 10,000 times. It is a gift of God. And he gives salvation because he chooses to. Nobody makes it. You have nothing in you. I had one man who got saved. He said to me, God must have saw something in me. Mm-hmm. I believe he really said, I turned to him and said, listen, what he saw in you couldn't help you. He saw nothing within you, son. And it done on him. You're right. It was no good in me. Church, what I'm trying to say, one of the most hated texts in the Word of God is Romans, where it says, I will have compassion and have mercy on whom I will. And that's what he just did for you and me. Not come with something. He just chose to show forth his glory, his power. And when I think about that, he didn't even have to do that. He would still be powerful.
Sure, see.
That's right. Amen.
He'll still be glorious. Because he loved us.
Yes.
And he gave us his son.
So,
salvation by grace.